The South Coast Plaza is one of Orange County's cultural destinations. Yeah, you know, it's a mall, right? A $2 billion a year business. 250 stores, 30 restaurants, 22 million visitors a year. But believe it or not, its origins are a bit more humble. Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly. He's here now to talk about the plaza on its 50th anniversary for this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
South Coast Plaza is actually one of the largest malls in the country. What was actually on that land before it became this behemoth gleaming mall?
Lima bean fields, the largest lima bean fields in the world. Tilled, I know, what an Orange County story, tilled by the Segerstrom family. They had it for decades. Those lima beans were world famous. But then in 1967, Henry T. Segerstrom, one of the sons, decided that he wanted to do this humongous shopping plaza. But he started relatively small. He started with a Sears, that building which is still there today, and a couple of other stores, and slowly but surely built what we know today as South Coast Plaza.
Now, and shops and restaurants, of course, are there, many hundreds of them. What kind of mix of retail do we have there? This is a it's a fancy place, but not so much in some parts.
You know, it's interesting because, yeah, you get the super high-end stuff, the stuff you and I can never afford to possibly think about, your Rolex boutiques, you know, Dolce & Gabbana, the super, super high-end stuff. But then you have, you know, a little bit more cool, like, things that for the common man and woman. You have a Wahoo's Fish Taco. You could have a place to buy toys that everyone could afford. You have really great restaurants all over the place. And, you know, so you get there an interesting mix. A lot of tourists from Japan, the Saudi royal family, goes there, especially during the summer. So you see women in hijabs. Then you just see kids from Santana, kids from, you know, Little Saigon and all, just having a great day at the South Coast Plaza. Don't call it a mall. They don't like calling it a mall.
It's a plaza. That's right.
It's a shopping center.
And
yes.
It's interesting to me, Gustavo, because this anniversary coincides with a trend that we're seeing all across the nation, Southern California, sure. And that is the disappearance of the indoor mall, right? We're trying to mix the outdoors with the indoor to allow people to walk freely in the open air. How is South Coast adapting to that?
What's interesting is that around the time they opened, there was another place that's still around called Fashion Island. That's the open place. That's a very beautiful spot right next, you know, near the ocean and all that. But the Segerstroms have always been geniuses because they know exactly not just the right mix, but the trend. So you're not going to find, you're not going to find a boutique for Jordache jeans, you know, dating myself to the 80s anymore, because Jordache isn't popular anymore. Instead, you're going to get whatever popular jean brand is out there, because obviously all I do is buy Levi's.
But, I mean, let's face it, Gustavo, it's a shopping mall, right? I mean, it's a
don't call it a mall.
I'm sorry, it's a shopping plaza.
Okay.
It's a shopping plaza. I mean, culturally, what does that do for our society? There's really not a whole lot that a shopping experience gives to us as cultural beings.
And here's the interesting thing. Yes, it's so easy to dismiss like a Brea Mall or the old Anaheim Plaza or whatnot. But the Segerstroms used all that money to fund a very important Orange County legacy, and that's namely the arts. So those same lima bean fields, that's where you also have the Orange County Performing Arts Center, now named Segerstrom Hall. You have South Coast Repertory. You're going to get the Orange County Museum of Arts. Especially in Orange County, you have so many millionaires and billionaires that really don't care about their legacy in Orange County other than their pocketbooks. The Segerstrom have always been different, and not only that, actually nice people. If you actually talk to them, some of the nicest millionaires you'll ever meet.
Gustavo Arellano with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.